Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilala Kol podcast. God willing, the Shabbos will be reading from Parshat Tetzaveh. And Parshat Tetzaveh continues the Torah's discussion of the command to construct the Mishkan, its kelim, its vessels. And in this week's Parsha, the majority of our discussion is regarding the creation of the Bigdei Kehuna, the priestly garb. So there's a lot of discussion regarding the significance and the meaning of each of the Bigdei Kehuna, each one of the different garments that the Kohen would wear, or that of the Bigdei Kohen Gadol, the special garments that the high priest would wear. But it's important to ask ourselves a more fundamental question, which is, why is it necessary to have Bigdei Kehuna at all? Why do we need this priestly garb? Why do we need these ornate uniforms? Was it simply so that we could identify who they were when we needed to offer our korbanot? We didn't want people walking around the Beit HaMikdash having no idea who to contact. That seems like a tough sell because they play such a significant role. So, for example, the Gemara Masechet Zvachim on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet tells us, "Bizman shebigdeihem aleihem kunatan aleihem," that when the Kohanim are wearing their priestly garb, so then they have the status, they have the halachic title of Kohen. But ain bigdeihem aleihem, if they're not wearing their priestly garb, ain kunatan aleihem. To some extent, they don't have that halachic status. They're not playing that role at that moment. There's something about having their actual bigadim, their actual uniform on. And we know that if a Kohen, God forbid, serves michusar bigadim without wearing all of his necessary garments, it's possible that not only is that avodah psula, not only is that service disqualified, but he could also be chayav mitavi de shamayim. It might warrant a death penalty from the heavens, and he'll receive malkut mide adam. He'll be given lashes down here on earth. I mean, that's quite a punishment for simply being out of uniform. And also, more importantly, the Torah in our parsha and elsewhere refers to these bigadim, refers to this uniform of the Kohen as bigdei kodesh. They are holy. So there must be something more to these bigdei kehuna. What are they? What is their significance? Why are they necessary? So I'd like to offer to you one interesting approach, which is suggested by the Sefer HaChinuch, who writes the following. This is in Mitzvah Tzaditet. He says, "Mishorshei mitzvah, the root of this mitzvah, hayesod hakavu alanu ki adam nif'al lefi pilotav, v'achareihem machshvotav v'kavanotav." He says, the way things work, and we might think that it's the opposite, but he tells us that this is really how it works. A person's thoughts, a person's kavanot, their intentions, usually follows after their actions. Sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, I need to be in the right frame of mind. I need to really understand this and appreciate it and be focused on it before I could go and act on it. He says the opposite. He says it's more important to go through with the actions, even if you're not necessarily feeling it at that moment, and then slowly your thoughts and your feelings will come after that. So what? Why is this relevant? He says, Vashaliach hamechaper. This messenger, this agent who is coming to serve in a role to help us secure atonement, tzarich latpis kol machshavato v'kavanato el havodah. He needs to be completely, singularly focused on his avodah, on the service that he is performing, the service that he is offering to us non-Kohanim. Al kein ra'oi lit labesh b'gadim yuchadim eleha. Therefore, he needs to make sure that he is wearing clothing that reflect on that which he is doing, so that he can be focused on what it is that he's doing. Shekeshiyistakil b'chol makom shebigufo, that if he looks anywhere on his body, miyad yiyah niskar mitorer b'libo lifnei mihu oved. It's so important that he always needs to be aware of before whom he is doing this service. We want to make sure that any single inch of his body reminds him of his role as Kohen and before whom he is performing that avodah, that service in the Beit HaMikdash. He says, aside from the fact that it brings a certain amount of honor and dignity to the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash, aside from the fact that it brings honor and dignity to the institution of being a Kohen or the actual service itself, of course he needs to have a special uniform because it brings significance to the Beit HaMikdash and to Kuna and Avodah, so on and so forth. But he says, more than that, he needs a personal reminder that at all times he is standing before Hashem and serving before Hashem. The purpose of the Bigdei Kehuna isn't about signaling to others, or at least it's not only about letting other people know that he's a Kohen. The Bigdei Kehuna remind the Kohen that he is a Kohen. It's a constant reminder, lifnei mihu oved, before whom is he serving? He can't be doing this for the kavod that came his way. He can't be doing it because, oh, now people are going to need his help. People are going to look at him. They're going to give him a certain amount of honor. No, it can't be for that. And it can't be for the perks, all the matnot kehuna, all the different gifts, the priestly gifts that are given to him, the meat from the korbanot. It can't be for that. It has to be because he is a shaliach of Hashem. He is a messenger of Hashem. He's helping other people secure atonement before Hashem. He needs that constant reminder, lifnei mihu oved. He is standing and serving before Hashem. And the Bigdei Kehuna, they frame his thoughts and they focus his heart so that he can be singularly focused on the idea that he's standing and serving before Hashem. If that's the case, as the Sefer HaChinuch suggests, now we can understand why the Big Day Kuna are treated in such a important manner, right? A Kohen who isn't in his Big Day Kuna, who doesn't have this constant reminder before him whom he is standing and serving, so he, to some extent, can't be considered a Kohen because he's not purely focused. Ain Kunatan Alehem. It's as though he is not a Kohen at this moment because he doesn't have that constant reminder. If Chas V'Shalom, he were to serve without his Big Adim, then the punishment is incredibly severe. How can we serve in the Beit HaMikdash without this incredible and imperative reminder? The Big Day Kuna, they are not just a uniform. They are so much more than that. They are Big Day Kodesh. They are holy garments that remind him, Lifnei Mihu Oved. Now, there's a fascinating connection which is made by the Bala Turim and Parshat Sav based on a textual link. The Torah tells us regarding the Kohen who's performing the Avodah known as the Trumat Hadeshen, the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, from the altar. The Torah tells us in Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel, Vilavash HaKohen Midovad, that the Kohen will wear his fitted linen garment before he performs this avodah. Now the Bala Turim, he notes that this phrase mido, it's found only one other place in Tanakh. This is the Bala Turim right over there, Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. He says mido bet b'misora. We find it two times in Tanakh. We have it here, v'lavash hakohen mido vad, and then we also have it in Shmuel Bet where it tells us v'yoav chagur mido levusho, that Yoav, right before killing Amasa, he was wearing his fitted military garb. So the Bala Turim says, if that's true, if we only find this word in two places, once by the Avodah, once in the context of battle, he says, Shebigdei kuna hayu me'ein bigdei milchama. It teaches us that the Bigdei Kuna, the priestly garb, they were similar to Bigdei Milchama, military garb. Okay, he doesn't really give us much more beyond that. We have to ask ourselves, in what way are the Bigdei Kuna similar to Bigdei Milchama? Is the connection that that they're both fitted, right? It says Mido by both of them, that just like the Kohen's clothing were fitted, so too the soldier's uniform is fitted? Maybe. I mean, maybe it's just that they're both uniforms. Perhaps. I don't know. There are probably many ways to answer this question, but maybe we can make a suggestion based off of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Jewish soldier, similar to the Kohen, must always remember Lifnei Mihu Oved. He needs to know before whom he is serving, Lifnei Mihu Oved, before whom he is standing. The Jewish soldier, he can't make the fatal mistake of thinking that it's his strength, that it's his weaponry, it's his strategy that's going to bring him success on the battlefield. He can't make the fatal flaw of thinking, Kochi va'otzem yadi, that it's my strength, it's my valor, that it's going to be oseh, that's going to create this chayal, that's going to allow me to be successful. It's imperative that at all times, at battle, in war, that he's thinking, Lifnei Mihu Oved, before whom am I standing, before whom am I fighting? And that's exactly like the Bigdei Kuna. It's not just a textual link. They both have this word mido. No, both the clothing of the Kohen and the clothing of the soldier, the Jewish soldier, have to remind that person, the Kohen and the soldier, before whom they are standing, before whom they are serving, before whom they are fighting. They can't think for even a moment that it's for some other reason, for some other purpose. The primary function of both sets of these garments is to serve as a constant reminder of the Kohen or the soldier's role and responsibilities. Just like the Bigdei Kuna remind the Kohen of his sacred duty to serve before Hashem, the Bigdei Milchama, the Jewish soldier's clothing, they serve as a reminder to the soldier that they're not merely fighting for personal gain or for glory, but for a higher cause. The Bigdei Kuna, they frame the Kohen's thoughts and they focus his heart on serving Hashem, right? Making sure that their Kavanah is pure, that their actions are aligned with Hashem's divine will. And similarly, the Bigdei Milchama, they serve to channel the soldier's focus towards the mission at hand, reminding them of the gravity of their task and the need for vigilance and dedication in fighting on behalf of Hashem. And just as the Bigdei Kuna are described as Bigdei Kodesh, the attire of the soldier also carries a sense of sanctity because they are fighting to protect their people and their land. Both the Kohen and the soldier, they're tasked with upholding the ideals and the principles of Hashem, contributing to the sanctification of not only themselves, not only their actions, but the entire nation. And as the Sefer HaChinuch suggests, they wear a constant reminder, Lifnei Mihu Oved, and Lifnei Mihu Oved. Made. Before whom are they serving? Before whom are they standing? And don't just think for a moment that this is just a cute vort. It's a nice little Dvar Torah connecting the Bigdei Kuna and Bigdei Milchama. No, Rav Soloveitchik Paskin this way, Lemaisa. If you read in the halachic positions of Rav Joseph B. Soloveitchik by Rav Aaron Ziegler, I'll read to you a quote. It says, Rav Soloveitchik, was very meticulous and stringent in every phase of Hilchot Tfilah, the laws of prayer. He often cited the Rambam in Hilchot Tfilah, Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. The eight specific aspects of prayer must be adhered to while standing for Shemona Esrei. The first four are Amidah, which is standing, Nochach HaMikdash, facing Eretz Yisrael, Tikkun HaGuf, feet together and clean body, and Tikkun HaMalbushim, proper and dignified attire. He was once visited by a student who served in the Israel Defense Forces, who asked the Rav the following question. He worked in the tank division, and his job was cleaning and maintaining the tanks. Often, his uniform would get covered in oil and grime, and he wanted to know if he needed to change his clothing before davening mincha. He emphasized that it would be possible to do so, but it would be quite inconvenient and difficult. The Rav looked at him in amazement and said out loud, "Why would you need to change? You are wearing big day kodesh, holy clothes." That's how the Rav felt about someone serving in the Israel Defense Forces. Now, we have to ask ourselves, that's our quote, why did the Rav feel as though the uniform of the IDF were big day kodesh? Maybe, just maybe, because he viewed them like they were big day kuna. And in fact, if you look, Rav Avinair in his Piskei Shlomo, this is on page 340, goes on to page 341, he makes this connection. He was asked during Mitzah Tzuk Eitan, which was the Gaza War in 2014, he was asked the following, Chazarti mili lachim ba'aza. I just came back from fighting in Gaza. Hamadim miluch lachim me'od. And my uniform is very, very dirty. Ve'ein li zman achlif. And I don't have time to change them. Ha'im mutar li palel mincha kach. Am I allowed to daven mincha like this? And he, Rav Avinair responded in the following way. He said, Lechachila, best case scenario, low. You cannot daven that way. Ki lo umdim kaf mul melech. Because that's not how we stand before a king. Aval, but he says, Bishar hadechak, if it's an extenuating circumstance, Masha b'derach klal hu dieved, mutar lechachila. He says, if it's an extenuating circumstance, you can't do it, it's difficult, whatever the case may be, so then you could daven in your uniform, even though it's covered in dirt, even though it's covered in oil and in grime. And he says, v'kol shekein b'madei tzahal. And of course, if you're wearing the uniform of an IDF soldier, shehem ke'ein b'gdei ki'una, because they are similar to the priestly garb. And he goes on to quote Arabala Turim. He goes on to quote Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Eli Sadan, who make these connections that standing in your big day milchama is similar to standing in big day kuna. And they don't necessarily quote the Sefer Achinuch, but I believe it's a fitting, pun very much intended, connection, and I think it's a fitting application. The Kohen's uniform reminds him, lifnei mi hu oved, before whom he is serving. The Jewish soldier's uniform reminds him, lifnei mi hu omed, before whom he is fighting. And the Gemara Masechet Brachot and Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph tells us that Rabbi Eliezer said to his students on his deathbed, ukeshe atem mipalalim, and when you daven, De'u lifnei mi atem umdim. You have to be cognizant of before whom you are standing. U'bishvil kach tisku l'chayei olam haba. And if you can have that in mind when you're davening, you will merit a portion in the world to come. The Kohen needs to know before whom he is serving. The Jewish soldier needs to know before whom he is fighting. And the person who is davening needs to know before whom he is davening. So you can connect all them together. The Jewish soldier in his Madei Tzahal, in his IDF uniform, which is filthy, can he stand and daven before Hashem? Ideally, it would be better if he could change because he's grimy, because he's oily, because he's dirty. But if he can't, it's like he is standing as the Kohen in his big day kuna, because he's constantly reminded, lifnei mi ata omed, because he's being reminded before whom he is standing, before whom he is serving, before whom he is davening. And that is a requirement, as Rabbi Eliezer tells us, just like the Kohen. Look, at the end of the day, we may not all be Kohanim in the classical sense, but Hashem tasks each and every one of us that we have to be part of a Mamlechet Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. We are a kingdom of priests. We are a holy nation. And we might not all be soldiers fighting in Tzal, but we're all at least engaged in a battle with our Yitzrei Hara, with our evil inclinations, our self-sabotaging mechanisms. We're trying to improve. We're trying to serve Hashem in the best way possible. We're fighting against the ideals out there in the world, the peoples, the principles, the philosophies that oppose godliness in this world. We're engaged in that battle. And look, we may not all be wearing the uniforms of the Big Day Kodesh, of the Big Day Kuna. We may not all be wearing the Madei Tzahal, but we have to internalize the message of those uniforms. We all daven three times a day, and we all have to be constantly aware, 24-7, lifnei mi ata oved. Lifnei mi ata omed, before whom are you serving? Before whom are you standing? Before whom are you fighting? We need to make sure that we know that at all times. If we can maintain this thought process, this idea of lifnei mi ata omed, as we see by the big day kuna, as we see by the big day milchama, as we see during tefillah, if we can maintain that thought process, that cognizance of lifnei mi ata omed, this shiviti Hashem l'negdi tamid, that constantly placing Hashem before us, and if we can act accordingly, then no doubt our soldiers will be safe and successful Our Kohanim will return to their Avodah, the rebuilt Beit HaMikdash, and as Rabbi Eliezer guarantees, Tizku L'Chayei Olam Haba, we will all merit a portion in the world to come. Shabbat Shalom.